Chapter 10. A Walk on the Moor. Joseph came for Linton early the next morning, and Kathy was very sad and confused when she woke up to find her cousin was not there. I told her he had gone to live with another family who lived many miles away. After that, she sometimes asked questions about him, but then she slowly forgot him. 3 years passed until she was 16. Her birthday was not a happy day for her father, because it was also the day of her mother's death, and he always spent it alone in the library. This meant Kathy was alone too. But this year, it was a beautiful March day, and Kathy came down dressed for a walk on the moor. Mr. Linton was happy for her to go with me, but we had to be back in an hour. "Quickly, Nelly," Kathy said as we left Thrushcross Grange. "I want to see some birds in their nest. I know where they are." I put on my hat and followed her onto the moor. She ran in front of me, and her eyes were bright and happy as her gold hair lifted in the spring wind. But she walked and walked until I became tired and shouted to her to stop. But she was far ahead of me and did not hear, or did not want to hear. Then she turned a corner in the road, and Wuthering Heights appeared. Suddenly, two people were standing next to her. One of them was Hareton, and the other was Mr. Heathcliff. He was shouting at her. "I haven't found or taken any birds," she was saying as I came up. "I just wanted to see the nest. Father told me about it." Mr. Heathcliff gave me a strange smile, then turned back to her. "And who is Father?" he asked. "Mr. Linton from Thrushcross Grange. And who are you?" she replied. Then she pointed to Hareton. "I've met this boy before. Is he your son?" "Miss Kathy," I said quickly. "We've been out for 3 hours. We must go back." "No, that man is not my son," answered Heathcliff, pushing me to one side. "But I've got a son, and you've met him. Why don't you come to my house for a rest? He will be happy to see you." "Do not say yes," I whispered into her ear. "You must not." "Why not?" Kathy asked loudly. "I'm tired, and I want to see his son." "Does he live at the big house I visited when I went to Penistone Crags?"
"He does," replied Mr. Heathcliff. "Now be quiet, Nelly. It will be nice for her to come to Wuthering Heights and see my son. Hareton, take the girl with you. I will walk with Nelly." I argued with Mr. Heathcliff as we followed the pair towards the house, but he kept telling me to be quiet. Then he opened the door and invited Kathy in with a smile. Was he being kind to her because she was Catherine's daughter? Did she make him think of Catherine? I wasn't sure. Linton stood near the fire. He was still thin, but he had grown a bit taller and was now quite handsome. His eyes were brighter, and his face was not as pale as it had been when he arrived at Thrushcross Grange. But maybe he looked healthier because of the spring air.
"Linton," cried Kathy. "Is that Linton? He is taller than I am now." The boy moved forward and said hello. She kissed him excitedly, and they stared at each other in surprise because they had both changed a lot. After they had talked to each other for a few minutes,
She turned to Heathcliff.
"You are my uncle," she said. "I like you, although you were angry at the beginning. Why haven't you visited Thrushcross Grange with Linton?"
"I came before once or twice, and often before you were born," replied Mr. Heathcliff. "But Mr. Linton does not like me. If you tell him about this visit, he will stop you coming here."
We stayed all afternoon. I could not make Cathy leave sooner. She and Linton were laughing at Hareton because he could not read. But Hareton quickly grew angry and shouted back at them. Finally, she agreed to come with me if she could visit Linton the next day. But as soon as we got home, she told her father about her meeting with Linton and Mr. Heathcliff. Mr. Linton was very unhappy.
"You must not go there again," he said. "Mr. Heathcliff is an awful man."
"But he was nice to me, Father. Why did Nellie tell me that Linton lived many miles away?"
"Because we didn't want you to visit Wuthering Heights, Cathy," Mr. Linton replied. "Mr. Heathcliff hates me, and he was very unkind to your aunt, Isabella. This is why I didn't want you to visit Linton, because I did not want you to see Mr. Heathcliff. When you are older, you will understand everything." Cathy was quiet after that, but in the evening I found her in her room. She was on her knees and she was crying.
"Oh, Nellie, I'm not crying for myself. I'm crying for Linton," she said. "He thinks that I'm coming to see him tomorrow, and he will be very unhappy."
"Don't be stupid," I said. "He has Hareton as a friend. He does not need you."
"But please, can I write him a small note to explain?"
"No, you can't."
"Please, Nellie?"
And she gave me a very sweet look. But I said no again and left her. But some weeks later, I was cleaning her bedroom and I found a lot of letters. She and Linton were writing words of love to each other daily. I immediately threw the letters in the fire and sent a note to Wuthering Heights. "Linton Heathcliff must not send any more letters to Miss Cathy." Later, Cathy told me that a boy from the village had taken the notes to Wuthering Heights for her. She was very angry at me, and sad, of course. But after I sent my note, the letters stopped. Autumn came. Dry red leaves lay on the ground, and clouds covered the cold blue sky. Mr. Linton and Cathy went for long walks in the fields, and often did not come home until late evening. Then Mr. Linton was ill, and he had to stay in bed. Cathy had become quieter and sadder after the letters to Linton stopped, and now she was lonely without her father. I tried to be with her as much as possible, but then I was also ill for a short time. I had to stay in bed too, and Cathy was wonderful. She came back and forward from Mr. Linton's room to mine and shared her time between us. But Mr. Linton usually went to bed early, and I did not need much after 6 p.m., so I did not know what she did with her evenings. One evening, after 3 weeks in bed, I was finally able to leave my bedroom. I was walking around the house, which seemed strangely quiet, when Cathy suddenly climbed in through one of the windows in the sitting room. In the garden, I could see a boy walking away with her pony. "Miss Cathy," I cried, "where have you been?" Just around the gardens, she replied, but her face went very red. Oh, Kathy, I said, please don't lie to me. She began to cry then, and she put her arms around my neck. Oh, Nellie, please don't be angry. I have been to Wuthering Heights. Mr. Heathcliff came here when you were ill. Linton is so unhappy. He is lonely without you, he said. I've been to see him every day since you became ill. I've not been happy about it. Wuthering Heights is so cold in this autumn weather, and we have only had 3 or 4 happy days together there. But Linton is not well, and he's so happy when I visit. Sometimes I think he will die. Linton can sometimes be a spoiled little boy, but his father shouts at him and says horrible things about his weak body. And Hareton is stupid and cannot read. Hush, I said. Hareton is your cousin as much as Linton. You must not speak about him like that. Please don't stop me going to Wuthering Heights, Nellie. I know that Linton is a weak and sad boy, but if I don't go, he will be so unhappy. Please don't tell Father. I will think about that, Miss Cathy. Now go to bed. But I went straight from my bedroom to her father's and told him everything. Mr. Linton was very worried, and the next morning he told her that she had to stop visiting her cousin. Kathy cried and asked him again and again to think about Linton. Winter passed and spring came, but Mr. Linton's health did not get better. Kathy continued to worry about her cousin Linton, and finally, Mr. Linton wrote to invite him to Thrushcross Grange. A few days later, he got a reply. Mr. Heathcliff did not want Linton to visit Thrushcross Grange, but he was happy if he and Miss Cathy met on the moor. Mr. Linton was, of course, too ill to go with Cathy. You can write to Linton again, he said, and perhaps in the summer I will allow you to meet him again.